感谢主赐给我们这么美妙的一首诗歌。
We thank the Lord for giving us such a beautiful hymn.
啊，也谢谢我们弟兄刚刚跟我们分享他那个 check up 的那个经验。
We thank the Lord for our brother sharing with us his experience with his physical check up.
从弟兄这个健检之后呢，他知道他所当行的事。
After his check up, his examination, he knows what he needs to do.
刚刚那首诗歌第一段也让我们看见，对我们属灵生命也有一个啊。
The first stanza of that hymn also is an examination to our spiritual life.
但是你实在是借着几个问题来提醒我们。
And he asks us a few questions.
我们的灵是否与他会过？
Have we seen him?
我们是否能够曾经看到他的荣美？
Have we seen his glory?
我们是否愿意拣选他为我们心中最宝贝？
Are we willing to elect him as the most precious in our heart?
他对我们的心中是不是千万人中的第一人？
Is he the fairest of thousands to us?
盼望在这一年的开始，我们也能够以这几个问题来问我们自己。
At the beginning of this year, may we also ask ourselves with these questions.
盼望我们的答案都是 yes.
And may we check to say yes, he is.
我们为了早晨能够聚集在主的饼杯面前，我们实在是感谢主。
We thank the Lord that we can gather before His table.
因为我们实在是经历到看到主实在是与我们同在。
We have experienced and seen that His presence is with us.
想到上一周上一个主日啊，主在啊在这里与弟兄姐妹同在。
I remember last week the Lord was here. His presence was here with the brothers and sisters.
接着引导弟兄和我们啊传达了主的话语。
And through our elderly brother, he also shared with us His words.
同时我们上个主日呢有一班的年轻弟兄姐妹在 Huntsville 那里也在那里与主同在。
And also last Sunday, a group of young people gathered together near Huntsville.
在那四天的时间里头，我们实在是经历到主真实的在我们中间。
And the Lord's presence was with us very vividly and in reality during that 4 days of gathering.
主不仅借着他的仆人向我们说话，
Not only he spoke to us through his servants,
也借着弟兄姐妹彼此的交通，实在是向我们说了许多的宝贵的话。
Also through fellowship among each other, his word was with us.
特别在那饼杯的聚会当中，
Especially during the time before his table,
我们实在是看见主在聚会中向弟兄姐妹们显现。
We saw the Lord revealing himself to all the people that were there.
将他的大爱向我们显现。
And his great love was shown to everyone.
看见许多弟兄姐妹在那里回应主的爱。
Many young brothers and sisters responded to his love.
把自己来奉献给主。
And offered themselves to the Lord.
聚会中满了感谢、敬拜和赞美。
And the gathering is filled with praises and thanksgiving.
到了一个地步，原本我们弟兄预备有一个简短的信息呢，他都不需要讲了。
Until the point that our brother had original plan to share something quickly, but he didn't even need to share anything.
这实在是我今天早晨心里面的一个感觉。
And it was truly the sense that touched my heart this morning too.
实在是盼望主在我们中间是那样真实的向我们显现。
I hope that His presence will become so real among us.
我们心是何等的满足。
That our heart will be so satisfied.
我们实在是愿意再把我们自己的心也来归给他。
We will also want to render to him our heart.
那今天既然主还允许了这段时间，
As he already still gives us time,
我们就还愿意再来一同交通主的话语。
We want to fellowship upon his words.
我想我们先读几处的经文。
Let us read a few scriptures.
请打开圣经到新约马太福音。
Please turn your Bible to New Testament, Gospel of Matthew.
新约圣经马太福音第六章
Gospel of Matthew chapter 6
我们先读第一节
Let us read from verse 1
马太福音第六章第一节你们要小心不可将善事行在人的面前故意叫他们看见若是这样就不能得你们天父的赏赐了
Matthew 6:1 Beware of practicing your righteousness before men to be noticed by themOtherwise, you have no reward with the Father who is in heaven.
我们读第四节。
And we'll go to verse 4.
要叫你们施舍的事行在暗中，你父在暗中查看，必然报答你。
So that your giving will be in secret, and your Father who sees what is done in secret will reward you.
好，我们再跳到第六节。
And verse 6.
你祷告的时候，要进你的内屋，关上门，祷告你在暗中的父，你父在暗中查看。必然报答你。
But you, when you pray, go into your inner room, close your doors, and pray to your Father who is in secret. And your Father who sees what is done in secret will reward you.
我 我们再跳到第十八节。
Verse 18。
十八节，不叫你，不叫人看出你进食来，只叫你暗中的父看见。你父在暗中查看，必然报答你。
So that your fasting will not be noticed by men, but by your Father who is in secret, and your Father who sees what is done in secret will reward you.
请我们再读第二十四节。
And verse 24。
一个人不能侍奉两个主，不是恶这个爱那个，就是重这个轻那个。你们不能又侍奉神，又侍奉马门。
No one can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or he will be devoted to one and despise the other. You cannot serve both God and wealth.
这马门就是财力的意思。
And wealth is also translated as mammon.
我们最后读第三十节到第三十四节。
We'll read from verse 30 to 34.
你们这小信的人啊，野地里的草今天还在，明天就丢在炉里。神还给他这样的装饰，何况你们呢？所以不要忧虑说吃什么、喝什么、穿什么，这都是外邦人所求的。你们需用的这一切东西，你们的天父是知道的。你们要先求他的国和他的义，这些东西都要加给你们了。所以不要为明天忧虑，因为明天自有明天的忧虑，一天的难处，一天当就够了。
But if God so clothes the grass of the field, which is alive today and tomorrow is thrown into the furnace, will he not also much more clothe you, you of little faith? Do not worry then, saying, what will we eat, what will we drink, what will we wear for the clothing? For the Gentiles eagerly seek all these things, for your heavenly Father knows that you need all these things. But seek first his kingdom and his righteousness,And all these things will be added to you. So do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will care for itself. Each day has enough trouble of its own.
好，让我们一起低头祷告。
And let's continue to bow our heads in prayers.
主，感谢你，你实在是用永远的爱爱了我们。
Lord, we thank you. You truly loved us with everlasting love.
主，你向着我们的恩召是有何等的指望。
You have such a hope to the calling you have given us.
愿早晨你再借着这段话语来向我们心说话。
May you again speak to our hearts through your words.
主仰望，愿我们也仰望你，借着你的话语来向我们显现。
Through your scriptures, may you be revealed to us.
愿我们能够看见你的荣美。
So that we can see your beauty.
愿我们也能够认识你在我们身上的心意。
And we can know your desire for us.
好叫我们愿意将我们自己全人全心再来献给你。
So that we'll be willing to surrender our whole being unto you.
主，让你在我们身上成就你自己所喜悦的工作。
Lord, may you accomplish the pleasing work of you.
叫荣耀颂赞都归给你。
Lord, may all the praises and worship be unto you.
听我们祷告，奉主耶稣基督的名。
Hear our prayers in Jesus' name.
Amen. 我们感谢主，上一周主连长弟兄在主日与我们交通道，劝勉我们要忠心。
We thank the Lord that our elderly brother encouraged us last week that we need to be true to him.
我想我们现在应该已经非常的清楚，神拯救我们不单单只是叫我们罪得赦免，得着永生。
We probably know very well that not only He saved us so that we can be saved from our sin and that I will have eternal life.
我们的父神乃是将他所最宝贵他的儿子托付给我们。
But our Father has entrusted to us His most precious Son.
所以弟兄劝勉我们要忠于主所给我们的托付。
So our brother encouraged us that we need to be faithful to the entrustment that He has given us.
那父神为什么要将他的儿子主耶稣基督托付给我们呢？
So why would the Lord, why would God entrust us his only beloved son?
乃是为着主耶稣基督的见证。
It is for the testimony of his son.
就是叫主耶稣，让主耶稣能够从我们这些蒙召的人身上能够彰显出来，能够活出来。
So that the life of the Lord Jesus can be lived out through us who are saved by his grace.
那我们主耶稣如何能够从我们这些蒙恩召的人身上能够彰显出来呢？
So how can the Lord be lived out through us?
我们看见神的工作不仅将主的生命赐给我们。
We see that his work is not only to give us his life.
他还要在我们身上来制作我们。
But he's also making us.
好叫主的生命能够从我们里面能够成为我们的性格。
So that his life, his nature can become our character.
借着我们的生活能够把主耶稣基督给彰显出来。
Through our life, the Lord Jesus will be manifested.
所以我们看见今天我们要忠于主的呼召。
So we see today we need to be faithful to His calling.
今天我们要忠于主的托付。
We need to be faithful to His trust.
我们就必须要来忠心配合神在我们身上所要做成的工作。
We must be faithful in responding to the work of the Lord He desires to do.
就是叫主耶稣基督的性格能够成型，并且建立在我们身上。
So that the nature of Christ can be built up in us.
这就是我们在马太福音第五章所看见那。天国的性格
and his nature are the nature of the kingdom of heaven that the Lord showed us in chapter 5 of Matthew.
无论是那虚心的性格，无论是哀痛的、温柔的、饥渴慕义的性格，无论是连续人、亲信人、使人和睦的性格，都是指着我们主耶稣基督的性格而说的。
The nature that is poor in spirit, the nature who mourns, the one that's gentle, who hunger and thirst for righteousness, who is merciful and pure in heart, all these natures.Talks about the characters of Christ.
所以我们看见在这段所谓登山宝训的内容里头，最重要的让我们看见认识主耶稣基督的性格。
So we see this, we call it Sermon on the Mount, but the most important is to see the characters of Christ through it.
我们知道，虽然马太福音五六七章一般称为登山宝训
，though we call it the Sermon on the Mount,
它并不是新约的律法。
It is not a law in the New Testament.
它不是我们今天基督徒。所要遵守的一个生活守则。
It is not a rule that we have to live by, as Christians.
它实在让我们看见我们的主是何等的荣美。
But it causes us to see how beautiful and glorious is our Lord.
在他生命里头一切的美德，借着登山宝训让我们来看见。
All the beauty of his character is seen through the Sermon on the Mount.
今天我们如果能够让主的生命也从我们身上活出来的时候
，So if we allow the life of the Lord be lived out through us.
我们同样的也能够活出这登山宝训的光景。
In the same way, we can live out the conditions that the Lord described in the Sermon on the Mount.
弟兄姐妹，这实在是神何等的恩典。
It is all by His grace.
他不仅将他儿子的生命给了你我。
Not only He has given the life of His Son to you and I.
他还要在他恩典里头来建立我们。
But also He wants to build us up by His grace.
直到他儿子生命一切的性情能够在我们身上成为我们的性格。
Until all the nature of His Son will become our characters.
叫我们在地上能够彰显他的见证。
That we can live out and be His testimony here on earth.
为了这样的恩典，盼望我们实在是能够忠于主所呼召我们。
Because of His grace, may we be faithful to the calling He has called us.
我们能够忠于主所托付给我们。
That we can be faithful to the entrustment that He has given us.
我们能够让神来建立主的性格在我们身上。
The Lord will be able to build up His character in us.
我们虽然已经得着了神所赐给我们主耶稣基督的生命
Though we have already received the life of Christ
但是我们还需要活在这个新的生命里头
But we also need to live in this Christ
因为我想基督徒我们都有这样的经历
We know as Christians we all have the experience
当我们蒙恩得救之后
After we're saved by His grace
我们实在是感受到这新生命在我们里头叫我们何等的欢喜
We have a sense that this new life is in us It causes us to rejoice
许多弟兄姐妹都有这样的经历当蒙恩之后看见天特别的蓝
Many brothers and sisters have the same experience that after they were saved, they sense the sky is even bluer than before.
地上的花草也特别的翠绿
And all the flowers of the fields are more beautiful.
就连树上的鸟的叫声啊，就特别的美妙
Even the chirping of the birds, they were singing more beautifully.
我想这是我们许多人都经历过的
I know many of us have experienced.
为什么我们会有这样一个新的经历呢
？Why do we have that new experience?
就是因为这个新的生命，主耶稣的生命已经进到我们里面了。
Because there is a new life, the life of Lord Jesus that entered into us.
但是在我们身上，仍然那老旧的肉体的生命还在我们里面。
But then there is still an old life of flesh in us.
所以我们看到一种情形，当基督徒蒙恩之后
，So we see a condition after we're saved by His grace.
甚至蒙恩多年之后。
Even we were saved for many years.
我们突然感觉到自己好像又回到从前没有蒙恩得救以前的情形。
We felt that we returned to the condition before we were saved.
或者我们看见一些蒙恩的基督徒，他们好像又像世人一样。
And we even saw many Christians who were saved, they returned to the condition just like the people of the world.
这个原因就是我们没有让这天国的性格从这个新的生命来建立在我们身上。
There's a reason because we did not allow the life of the Lord.Live out and build up this heavenly condition.
意思就是说
characters of the heaven for us.
我们蒙恩之后，如果还活在那老旧的生命里头
，meaning if we are still living in our old self after we're saved,
这天国的性格就不能够建立在我们身上。
The character of the kingdom of heaven cannot be built up in us.
从我们身上自然也显不出主耶稣基督 的荣美。
And then we cannot manifest the beauty of the Lord.
所以我们看见主耶稣的生命。
So we see the life of the Lord Jesus.
当主来到地上的时候
，When he came to the earth，
我们看见他在地上去经过许多考验。
We saw that he went through many trials，
经过许多的试验
，many temptations。
但感谢主，我们的主他没有犯罪。
But we thank the Lord, he was without sin。
我们看见他的生命是经过各样的试验和考验之后呢，在他身上成为他的性格。
His life went through trials, and his character was built up through these trials。
我们看见主的生命是得胜的生命。
We saw his life was victorious。
所以今天我们要能够活出这天国的性格。
So today, if we want to live out the characters of Christ,
今天我们要让基督的性格成形在我们身上。
We want his life to be formed in us。
我们同样的也必须像我们的主耶稣在地上所走过那十字架的道路。
And we also need to walk on the earth the way Lord Jesus walked, which is the way of the cross。
也就是说，我们必须要让十字架在我们身上来工作。
Meaning we must allow the cross to be at work in us。
一方面来除去我们老旧的生命
，On one hand to deal away our old self，
让我们能够活在这新的生命里头
，So that we can live in this new life，
让基督的生命能够在我们身上渐渐的成型
，That the life of Christ can be formed in us，
到最末了能够活出来
，Until the end that He can live out through us。
所以在我们基督徒蒙恩之后
，After we were saved，
当我们在里头那属肉体的老我的生命要出头的时候
，When the old flesh wants to poke its head out，
我们就必须要。来靠着十字架
，only by the cross，
来除去、来对付这老旧的生命。
Only by the cross we can deal with the flesh。
但是我们发现这是一件非常艰难的事情。
Soon we'll realize it is a very difficult matter。
就连使徒保罗，他在罗马书都在那里呼喊着说
，Even Apostle Paul cried out in Romans。
他说：“我真是苦啊！谁能救我脱离这垂死的身体
？”He cries out, "How wretched I am! Who can rescue me from?" This body of death.
弟兄姐妹，这样一个属灵的基督徒保罗，他都经过这样的一个挣扎。
Even such a spiritual apostle, he went through such a struggle.
他那个挣扎是他在蒙恩得救之后，不是在他得救之前。
And that was a struggle after he was saved, not before.
同样，今天我们与保罗所经历的是一样的一段路程。
So today we are walking on the same path. We'll have the same experience.
我相信在你我的基督徒生活当中，我们都有同样的经历。
I believe many of us have the same experience.
我们实在从我们心里头向父神来呼喊：“我真是苦啊！谁能救我脱离这垂死的身体
？”Truly, we have a cry before the Father. How wretched we are! Who can rescue us from this body?
但感谢赞美主。
But we thank and praise the Lord.
因为神为我们预备了救恩。
He has prepared the salvation.
他不仅拯救我们的灵
，Not only he saved our spirit.
他今天仍然要来拯救我们的魂
，But he is saving our soul.
叫我们能够脱离这肉体的辖制
，So that we can be freed from the bondage of the flesh.
叫我们能够进入那神儿子自由的荣耀
，That we may enter into a freedom in his glory.
因此，圣灵就赐给了我们。
So he has given us the Holy Spirit.
圣灵保惠师就住在我们里面。
He's the Counselor that dwells in us.
圣灵来帮助我们。
He helps us.
来提醒我们。
And he reminds us.
来加恩典、加力量给我们。
And he adds grace and strength unto us.
我们如果来顺从圣灵的带领。
If we obey the leading of the Spirit.
我们来倚靠圣灵的帮助。
If we rely on the help of the Spirit.
我们就能够活在基督这新生命里。
And we can live in the new life of Christ.
这就让我们看见圣灵和十字架在我们身上来建立这天国性格的一个过程。
So we see the process that the Holy Spirit and the cross will use to establish His character in us.
所以上一次我们提到主耶稣在马太福音第五章让我们认识天国性格的内容。
So last time we mentioned in Matthew chapter 5 all the content of the characters of Christ.
那些的性格乃是我们主耶稣基督自己的性格。
And these are the characters of Jesus Himself.
到第六章，主乃是让我们看见。我们如何能够在我们身上呢？这天国的性格如何能够被建立
？When it comes to chapter 6, it tells us how these characters can be established in us.
就让我们看见神是要如何来建立这主的性格在我们身上。
It causes us to see the way of the work of the Lord, in establishing His characters in us.
那马太福音第七章就接着会告诉我们，那我们应该如何来配合，如何来尽我们的责任，让神建立天国的性格在我们身上。
And later in chapter 7, we see our responsibility, what we need to do in responding to his work.
今天我们早晨愿意和弟兄姐妹一同来看一看这第六章，就是我们如何神如何来建立天国的性格在我们身上。
So this morning, may we all see How would the Lord establish His characters in us?
这天国性格建立的过程主要是两个方面。
So there are two aspects to the process of His work.
就从第六章第一节到第十八节这里。
From verse 1 to verse 18.
让我们看见乃是通过一个隐藏的生活。
We see that the way of His work is through a secret life.
那从十九章到最末了，三十四章第十九节到三十四节那边，让我们看见乃是借着通过那信心的生活。
From verse 19 to the end 34, it shows us a life of faith.
我们知道天国性格的建立乃是一生之久。
We know that to establish His life in us, it will take a lifetime for us.
那天国的性格要建立在我们身上，乃是通过这隐藏的生活和信心的生活。
It is through a life in secret and a life of faith.
我们先来看一看这隐藏的生活。
We can see first this hidden life.
我想我们刚刚读过马太福音第六章。前面的几处经文
And we read a few scriptures from the first part of chapter 6.
我们应该有一个印象，有一个字重复的出现。
There should be one word that continue to impress in us.
就讲到在暗中。
That in secret.
无论我们是施舍，无论我们祷告，无论我们禁食。
Either we're giving, we're praying, we're fasting.
主告诉我们说，都是在暗中。
The Lord says, do this in secret.
因为天父也是在暗中查看。
Because the Father will see us in secret.
这暗中乃是说到我们隐藏的生活。
And he talks about the hidden life.
当然我们知道前几个世纪的人他们有他们隐藏生活的一个实行。
We know in the, for the people in the first few centuries, there is a practice of this hidden life.
有些弟兄姐妹他们的隐藏生活是在他们的书房里头。
Some people practice this life in their own study.
有些可能在他们的地下室。
Some people do it in their basement.
也可能是在那个衣柜间里。
Some people go into a closet.
或是在监狱里头。
Or in the prison.
在这里让我们看见这隐藏的生活所说到的乃是我们的一个动机。
But here it talks about an intention.
来讲到我们的心。
It's a heart attitude.
讲到我们的心是向着神。
That our attitude is towards God.
讲到我们乃是在灵里头来过隐藏的生活。
That we're living this secret life in the spirit.
所以圣灵在这里让我们看见主耶稣他的隐藏生活。
So the Holy Spirit makes us see this hidden life in him.
无论他的主耶稣在地上一切的生活。
That all the life of Christ on the earth.
无论是施舍。
Either in giving.
无论是祷告。
Or in praying.
无论是禁食。
Or in fasting.
主耶稣一切所做的都是在隐藏里头所做的。
He did everything in secret.
他不是，他不宣扬，他也不炫耀。
He did not go out boasting.
我们主耶稣在地上，他所做的一切都不是坐在人的面前。
He did not do anything before men.
他乃是活在神的面前。
He lived before God.
就如诗篇九十篇那里所说的。
Just as Psalm 90.
住在至高者的隐秘处，必住在全能者的印下。
Those who live in the secret of the Almighty will dwell in the power of the Almighty.
在这里我们看见我们的主他如何把自己隐藏。
We see how the Lord hid himself.
我们知道我们的主原本是与父神同等的。
And we knew that he was equal with God.
神本性一切的丰盛都藏在基督里。
All the fullness of God is hidden in Christ.
我们的主是那样的丰富，那样的荣耀。
He's so abundant, so glorious.
他是宇宙万有的创造主宰。
He's the creator of all universe.
但是他却拣选成为一个卑微的人。
He chose to become a humble man.
他生在一个不为人知的马槽里。
He was born into a manger, unknown manger.
他并没有加行美容。
And he did not have stately form or majesty.
叫人看得羡慕。
That will be drawn to him.
我们看见主是如何的把自己隐藏。
We see how the Lord had hidden himself.
他降生在马槽之后。
After he was born in the manger,
我们看见他在地上有三十年的时间，他是如何过的隐藏的生活。
We saw for 30 years his life was hidden on earth.
我们看见在圣经在四卷福音书里头
，We see in the four gospels
关于主耶稣他在地上前面三十年的一个记载。
All the records of his first 30 years of living on earth.
如果我没记错的话，基本上只有一处。
There was only, if I'm correct, there's only one recording of it.
就是他在十二岁的时候，他从圣殿里头 后来怎么样回到父母的身边。
That when he was 12 years old, he was in the temple, and then later on, his parents found him in the temple.
那也让我们看见，那神和人爱他、喜爱他的心呢，渐渐的增长。
But we saw that he grew in the stature and pleasure of God and man.
我们看见主耶稣基督在前面三十年在地上的生活是那样的隐藏。
We saw how his life was completely hidden.
不仅他周围的人不知道。
Not only the people surrounding him did not know.
就连与他生活在一起的兄弟姐妹也不认识他。
Even his siblings that lived with him did not know him.
他在拿撒勒那里隐藏自己，成为一个木匠。
In Nazareth, he was hidden as a carpenter.
我们看见他是那样子的，住在至高者的隐秘处。
We saw he was dwelling in the shelter of the Most High.
所以他的灵魂、身体在父神的面前渐渐的成长。
So that his body, his spirit, and his soul.Grew before the Father.
他也因着住在那至高者的隐秘处。
Because he was living in the shelter of the Most High.
我们看见他就住在全能者的印象。
So he lived in the power of the Almighty.
当主耶稣开始公开服事的时候
，As he began to serve in public,
我们看见天上有声音说：“这是我的爱子，是我所喜悦。”
We heard there was a voice from heaven says, "This is my beloved Son, in whom I'm well pleased."
看见圣灵从天而降。
We saw that.The Holy Spirit came down from heaven.
看见我们的主是那样的荣耀。
And we saw how glorious is our Lord.
那是因为他在前面三十年有那隐藏在神面前的生活。
Because his life was hidden in the Lord.
我们看见当主耶稣开始公开侍奉的时候
，As he began his public ministry,
他因着那经过那三十年的隐藏的生活，他得着了能力。
Because of his hidden life with God for 30 years, he received power.
虽然撒旦从各方各面来试探来引诱他
though Satan used all different schemes to tempt him
但是我们看见我们的主完全的得胜
but we saw our Lord was more than overcomer
他得着那全能者的能力他胜过了仇敌撒旦的试探
he received power from the Most High and he overcame all the temptations of the enemy
我们看见撒旦的退去
we saw enemy withdrew from him
今天我们基督徒在地上也是一群要过着属天生活的人
so for us Christians we need to live a heavenly life
所以第一神把属天的生命赐给了我们
So at first the Lord has given us this life from heaven
神把主耶稣基督的生命赐给了我们
And he has given us the life of the Lord Jesus
看来是要我们也能够同样的过一个隐藏的生活
So that we can also live in a life that's hidden
就是活在神的面前
We'll live before the Lord
就是住在至高者的隐秘处
That we can live in the shelter of the Almighty
我们如果能够天天的住在神的面前
If we live before God daily,
我们能够住在主的里面
and we can dwell in him,
我们能够天天与父神有交通
and we can commune with the Father,
我们能够从他重新得力
and then our strength can be renewed by him,
我们才能够在地上能够胜过仇敌撒旦一切的试探和引诱
and then we can overcome all the temptations of Satan.
我们也才能够依靠神的大能大力在地上来活出主耶稣基督的见证
and by his power and strength we can live out a testimony for the Lord
在这里我们来看那我们如何能够过一个隐藏的生活在神的面前呢
so here let us see how we can live a secret life before God
第一节基本上就是过隐藏生活的一个原则
and verse 1 is basically a principle of this hidden life
主说你们要小心
it says be careful
当我在默想这句话的时候我就觉得很稀奇
I was meditating on this verse. I was quite amazed.
很多时候啊，我们如果做坏事的时候，我们要小心。
Very often we say, "Be careful before we do something bad."
或者像小偷啊，他们要到别人家里偷东西，他要很小心。
Or if a thief is going and breaking into someone's house, they need to be careful.
因为当人做坏事啊，怕被别人知道。
When we're doing bad things, we don't want people to know.
那我们知道那个结局就不太好。
If they know, and there will be consequences.
在这里主要我们要小心。
But the Lord tells us here to beware.
乃是说，不可以将善事行在人的面前。
That do not practice your righteousness before men.
意思就是说，这个你要做行善啊，不可以在人的面前。
It tells us if we want to do good deeds, do not do it before men.
就好像说行善要小心。
It tells us to beware of doing good.
这是一个很奇妙的一个提醒。
I thought it was a marvelous reminder.
因为我们天然人啊，都不愿意，都总是喜欢把善事行在人的面前。
Because our natural man likes to do good and righteousness before men.
就是我们前面提到，我们的天然生命的肉体啊，总是喜欢显扬自己。
Because we, as we mentioned, our natural self always like to publicize itself.
喜欢得着荣耀。
It likes to gain glory for itself.
为了这个缘故，主告诉我们说，你们行善 不可行善在人的面前。
Therefore, the Lord tells us, beware of practicing righteousness before men.
这里行善并不是我们一般所认识的做好事。
Here is not just talking about doing good deeds.
就刚刚我们弟兄翻译的，这行善不是讲到做好事。
It's not just doing some good actions.
这里讲到行善，乃是讲到行义。
But here it talks about practicing righteousness.
乃是把神的义给彰显出来。
Is to manifest the righteousness of God.
把神的性情给活出来。
Is to live out the characters of God.
所以我们知道，基督徒我们不仅不应该做不该做的事情。
So we know as Christians, not only we shouldn't do, the bad things.
我们知道我们不应该犯罪得罪神。
We know we should not sin and cause sorrow to God.
这里主更是告诉我们，基督徒应该要行义。
But also he tells us.That we ought to practice righteousness.
就是要把神的性情活出来。
We need to live out the characters of God.
但是我们在行义的时候呢，不要坐在人的面前。
But when we do it, do not do it before men.
乃是要坐在神的面前。
But do it before God.
这是隐藏的生活。
It is a hidden life.
到了一个地步，你发现好像小心到一个地步呢，就是连左手做的不要让右手知道。
And to a point that you're so careful that.Whatever your left hand does, your right hand does not even know.
所以我们发现在这里主不是讲说叫我们好像我们有可能说左手右手可以不知道彼此做的事情。
It's not that we want to hide ourselves from each other that the left hand will not know what the right hand is doing.
主乃是叫我们要省察我们的心。
But that we need to examine our hearts.
我们的心是不是向着神？
Are we doing everything for the Lord?
是不是为着神？
Are we doing it before God?
我们不是要坐在人的面前。
We don't want to do anything before men.
是要得人的称赞或奖赏。
To receive rewards or praises from men.
更不是要得着人的荣耀。
We don't want to receive any glory from men.
所以这里主提醒我们说，要小心的行义。
So here the Lord, reminds us to beware of practicing righteousness.
所以这里讲到一开始讲到一个施舍这件事。
And the beginning, it talks about giving alms.
我们施舍看到就是一个给。
And it's a giving.
看见这乃是我们神的生命。
And it is the life of God.
我们的神的生命是一个给的生命。
The life of God is a life of giving.
而我们的天然肉体的生命乃是一个要得着生命。
And our natural life is a life that wants to receive.
这圣经让我们看见，我们就像雅各。
We're just like Jacob.
要抓。
We want to grab.
天然生命都是要得。
We only want to receive everything from.
但是我们看见神的生命是何等的不同。
But the life of God is so different.
他总是要给。
He always gives.
我们看见他爱他所造的人。
We see he loves the people that he created.
他把他自己的儿子给了我们。
He gave us his own son.
不管是好人坏人。
Either he gave his son to the just and the unjust.
不管是信愿意相信他不愿意相信他的人。
For everyone who believes and everyone who does not believe him.
我们看见神把他的爱子给了世上一切的人。
He gave his son to everyone in the world.
这是我们神的生命。
That is the life of our God.
它是一个给的生命。
It's a life of giving.
我们看见神也造了宇宙的万有。
And also we see that he created all things in the universe.
他叫日头造好人，也在造歹人。
He caused the sun to shine on the just and the unjust.
他降雨给义人，也降雨给不义的人。
The rain falls on the righteous and the unrighteous.
这是我们神无条件的爱。
He loves us with unconditional love.
他的生命是一个给的生命。
It's a life of giving.
所以今天神在我们身上，他把这个生命给了我们。
So today he has given this life to us.
他盼望能够从我们身上也能够活出这样的一个性情。
He wants this character to be lived out through us.
叫我们能够把神一切的美德能够活出来。
So that we can live out all the beauty of the Lord.
这并不是要我们去做什么轰轰烈烈的大事。
It is not so that we can do some great deeds.
就在很小的地方。
In the smallest,
就在我们自己的家中
in our own home,
我们都能够把这个义行在神的面前
we can practice this righteousness before God.
举个例子
I'll give you an example.
比方说，我一个做丈夫的弟兄
for example, as a brother who's a husband,
他能够把神的生命，把那个爱给活出来
if he lives out the love of God,
他能够叫他的姐妹，他的妻子，能够从他的身上能够看见神的爱。
Then his wife can see the love of God through him.
叫妻子能够从丈夫身上能够认识到基督是何等爱的教会。
The wife can truly know how much the Christ has loved the church.
兄弟们，今天神给我们许多的机会。
And God has given us many opportunities.
神乃是要叫他的生命能够从我们身上给活出来。
He wants his life to be lived out through us.
他的生命是一个给的生命。
This is a life of giving.
所以神何等盼望在我们身上我们能够活出这一个一个见证来。
How the Lord desires to live out this testimony through us.
在这里我们看见我们有些时候我们甚至我们也愿意来为神做一点事情。
Here we see sometimes we're actually willing to do something for God.
但是如果我们活在我们天然人的生命里头，
But if we're still living in our natural self,
即使我们做了施舍，
Even if we're doing the giving,
如果我们把财务把时间给了别人，
Even if we practice giving our time and or our money to people,
你发现我们总是盼望人家能够知道。
We always hope that someone will know about it.
我记得以前最早的时候对，所在的一个教会。
I remember, I was at the church before.
他们就把弟兄姐妹的财务奉献做那个报表贴在公布栏。
And they will actually do a financial report of everyone's tithe, and publish it.
当然，他们有一些的说法和动机，似乎也是合理。
And they have some excuses to state their intentions.
但是呢
，seems reasonable.
但是呢，当我们读主的话呢，弟兄姐妹也会被提醒。这好像不太合圣经。
But at the end, when they were reading the Bible, the Word of God, they were reminded that this doesn't seem to be biblical.
因为呢，主说不要叫左手知道右手所做的。
Because God says, "Do not let your left hand know what the right hand is doing."
所以这报表呢，稍微就改一改。
So they changed the financial report.
就是呢，就把名字换掉，换成一个代码。
So they changed the name to a number, to a code.
所以你看见我们天然人啊，当我们在做了一些好像做了一些事情。
So as we see our, with our natural self, we can do some righteousness.
我们有了一些牺牲一些时间。
We can sacrifice some time.
甚至替弟兄姐妹代祷。
We even intercede for brothers and sisters.
我们有些时候啊，就想说也要让弟兄姐妹稍微知道一下，说我为你祷告了。
Sometimes we even want them to know, oh, I prayed for you.
你发现我们的心思啊，如果我们活在这个老旧生命里头
，If we're still living in this natural self.
我们就很难能够活出主耶稣这里所讲的。
It is very difficult to live out what the Lord has said.
所以我们何等需要十字架在我们身上来工作。
How we need the cross to be at work in us.
除去我们的旧人的那个倾向。
To deal away with the inclination of our old self.
只有当我们活在主的生命里头。
Only when we live in the life of the Lord.
我们才能够施舍在暗处。
Then we can give in secret.
我们才会甘心愿意的付出。
And willingly we can give out ourselves.
不求任何的回报
，and not asking anything in return.
不求任何的纪念
，not ask anyone to remember anything.
不求任何的荣耀
，not seeking glory for ourselves.
我们只愿意坐在主的面前。
We only want to do it before the Lord.
因为主的话告诉我们，你父在暗中查看，必然报答。
Because the Lord tells us, your Father who sees what is done in secret will reward you.
这里说到主耶稣的一般称为主祷文。
Here it talks about we call the Lord's prayer.
主说你们祷告呢，要进到内屋关上门来祷告你们在暗中的父。
He says when you pray, go into your inner room, close the door and pray to your Father who is in secret.
你的父在暗中查看，必然报答你。
And your Father who sees what is done in secret will reward you.
兄弟们，如果我们相信主所说的这句话
，And if we believe what the Lord says,
兄弟们，你祷不祷告
？And will you pray?
今天可能做别的事情啊，我们或许还要考虑考虑。
Sometimes, if we're trying to do other things, we might have to consider it.
但今天主说，如果你在祷告暗中的父，父在暗中就必要报答你。
But if the Lord tells you that as you pray to the Father who's in secret, your Father who sees will reward you.
这里好几次主耶稣讲到父必报答。
And here the Lord mentioned many times that the Father will reward you.
兄弟们，我不知道你们有没有这样想过。
I don't know if you have thought about it.
你们想，当父要报答我们的时候。他拿什么报答我
？You thought if the Father wants to reward you, what will he reward you with?
我想实在是超过我们所求所想。
I think it will be far beyond what we can ask for.
在这里，主给我们一个应许。
But here he gave us a promise.
你们在暗中祷告父。
If you pray to the Father who is in secret,
父必要报答。
Then the Father will reward you.
在这里，主耶稣也告诉我们，教导我们如何祷告。
And here he teaches us how to pray.
他祷告乃是让我们看见。我们是先求神的国神的义。
And here we need to first seek after His kingdom and His righteousness.
我们乃是为着神的名能够被人知道。
We pray that the name of the Lord will be known to all men.
被人尊崇。
Will be exalted among all men.
我们祷告神的国能够降临。
We pray that His kingdom will come.
降临在我们身上。
He will come into our life.
降临在我们的家中。
He will come into our family.
降临在我们聚会当中。
He will come into our gathering.
最终就像早晨弟兄所祷告的，能够叫地上的国成为我主和主基督的国。
As our brother prayed early in the morning, that the kingdom of the earth will become the kingdom of our Lord Jesus.
这里乃是说到一个原则。
Here it talks about the principle.
乃是为着神的国、神的义来祷告。
That we pray for His kingdom and for His righteousness.
但是神也很怜悯我们。
But the Lord is also very gracious.
他也顾念到我们的灵魂、身体的需要。
He also cares for all the needs of our spirit, soul, and body.
就这里，他也来叫我们为着我们日用的饮食来祷告。
So here He teaches to pray for our daily bread.
这里日用的饮食，英文弟兄翻译的很好，但是讲到今日的饮食。
It's our daily bread for today.
然后呢，求主来供应我们身体所需要的。
So He asks us, that we can ask to.That He will provide us our daily supply.
这里也讲到免我们的债，如同我们免别人的债。
Also talks about forgive our debts, so that we can also forgive.
我们看见人与人之间有许多的亏欠。
We see that we have, there are many debts before men.
这些都是我们的债。
And we have shorted our brothers and sisters, and these have become our debts.
当然，有一些具体的事情，我们也亏欠的别人。
Of course, on specific matters, we have actually owned debts.
或是别人亏欠了我们
or other people was indebted to us.
但在这里主叫我们在祷告的时候呢，我们在主的面前有这样的一个祷告。
But the Lord teaches to have a prayer before God.
求天父免我们的债。
That the Father will forgive our debts.
求天父免去我们在他面前一切的亏欠。
That He will forgive all the shortcomings that we have committed before Him. 如果我们
也免去人的债。
Just as we have also forgiven others' debts.
叫我们的魂生命得着释放。
So that our soul will be released.
能够得着自由。
We will have a freedom.
来敬拜，来亲近我们的父神。
We can worship and draw near to our Father.
这里也讲到说，不叫我们遇见试探，救我们脱离凶恶。
Also teaches us to pray not lead us into temptation.
而让我们看见，我们有一位仇敌撒旦是常常来试探引诱我们。
And we see that there's a Satan, our enemy, continues to tempt us.
所以我们要为我们的灵里头的光景来祷告。
So we also need to pray for our spiritual condition.
求父神来保守我们。
That the Father will keep us.
叫我们能够免去，能够胜过仇敌一切的试探。
That will overcome these temptations.
这也让我们看见，乃是要进到内室。
We see we need to enter into the inner room.
进到内屋来，让我们看见我们乃是在灵的里头来与天父祷告，与天父交通。
Meaning we need to commune with the Father in our spirit.
乃是在心灵和诚实里头来向天父祷告。
It is in the truth and spirit that we can pray to the Father.
所以我们看见这样的一个行义，这样一个行善的，乃是活在神的面前。
We see this practicing righteousness needs to be done before God.
那接下来讲到禁食。
And later it talks about fasting.
禁食乃是让我们看见是对我们自己的一个舍弃。
Fasting is the denying of yourself.
我们每个人都有我们基本合理合法的一些原因和理由。
We have many reasons, even reasonable ones, excuses, that we need.
比如说我们每天需要吃饭。
For example, we need to eat every day.
这是合理的一个需要。
It is a very reasonable, need.
但是当我们为着一些特殊的情形、特殊的需要的时候。
But for some special occasions, for some special, need.
我们愿意舍弃自己的这样的一个需要。
We'll be willing to deny our own request.
我们也是坐在神的面前。
Now we do it before God.
所以主耶稣在这里提醒我们说，我们不要像那假冒为善的人，脸上带着愁容。
So here, Lord Jesus tells us, do not be like the hypocrites who put on a gloomy face.
故意让人看见。
They distort their face so that people will notice them.
就从这三方面，无论是施舍是对着人的。
And so in these three aspects, either in giving, which is for others,
或是我们祷告是向着神的。
Or in praying, which is towards God.
或是我们的禁食是对着我们自己的。
Or fasting, which is towards ourselves,
都要坐在暗中。
We need to do all of this.
都要坐在神的面前。
In secret, to do it before God.
不要故意让人看见。
Do not do it so that other people will notice you.
这何等需要十字架在我们身上的工作。
How we need the work of the cross in us.
接下来有一件事情也是主重复的来提醒我们。
And the Lord repeated one thing in reminding us.
他说：“父在暗中查看，他必报答。”
He said, "The Father will see you in secret." And He will reward you.
兄姐妹，当我在思想这人的报答和神的报答。
As I was meditating, what are the rewards for men and what are the rewards for God?
当我在思想 人的奖赏和神的奖赏。
And I was thinking about these rewards from man and from God.
当我们思想人的荣耀和神的荣耀。
I was meditating on the glory of man and the glory of God.
这边是何等的不同。
It is so different.
我们看见神的奖赏和神的报答是真实的。
We see the rewards and from God is true.
它是存到永远。
It's everlasting.
它是有真实价值的。
It has true worth.
它应该是每一个正常基督徒都所羡慕的。
And it should be something that we desire after by every Christian.
那我也想到从人而来的荣耀。
And I thought about the glory from God.
或从人。
For the glory that came from men.
或从人而来的奖赏。
And or the rewards that came from men.
我在想，很多时候我们做一些事情，做一些好事啊。我们坐在人的面前
often we will do something, some good deeds before men.
那我们就想啊，哎呀，我在教会这样子辛苦的服侍这么多年。
And I would think, oh, I have labored and toiled in church for so many years.
无论我是做清洁工作
，either I was doing cleaning,
或在厨房里头服侍
，or I'm serving in the kitchen,
或在其他各个方面服侍
，or in any other aspect.
我们就服侍了多年
，we have served many years.
怎么？那个没有哪位那个大弟兄啊，负责弟兄来拍拍我的背。哎、
How come there is no
辛苦了，做得很好。
Responsible brother will give me any recognition to say, "Oh, well done."
弟兄们，不要笑。
Do not laugh about it.
我相信你们心里头啊，还有我自己心里头，都会有曾经有这样的感觉。
I believe in my heart and maybe in your heart, we have all had this feeling before.
那个感觉和想法是从我们天然肉体出来的。
So、these thoughts came from our natural self.
主若开启我们
，If the Lord reveal His light to us，
就算有一位再大的弟兄。
Even a really big brother.
比如说使徒保罗来拍拍我们弟兄。
Or even
今天翻译翻的实在是太好。
Apostle Paul would come and pat on our back.
有什么价值
？What is the worth in that?
这里面人的奖赏、人的荣耀到底有什么价值
？What is the worth in the rewards from men?
无论再多人称赞我们、夸我们好
，If everyone praises you,
这里面真的是没有价值。
Even if everyone praises you, there is no worth.
那今天，如果我们的天父在他眼中，他看我们的服事是有价值的。
If you do it in secret, and our Father who is in secret sees you, and He sees that your service is valuable to Him,
他说他必报答，必奖赏。
He said He will reward you.
那个报答，那个奖赏是何等的宝贵。
And how precious would that reward be?
我们需要主在我们身上来开启我们。
May the Lord opens our eyes.
一方面，圣灵开启我们，能够看见什么是真正有价值。什么是存到永远
？On one hand, that we will truly see what is in, which is truly valuable, will last forever.
什么实在是草木和谐，就像粪土一样
？And on the other hand, we'll see what is nothing but wood, hay, and stubble.
愿主叫我们能够看见我们弟兄保罗所看见。
And we can see what our Apostle Paul has seen.
在这里，我相信有一点，父所报答的奖赏是什么？
Here we see what are the rewards from the Father.
我想一方面，在我们在地上今生的时候，叫我们能够属灵生命更加的丰盛。
On one hand, I think the reward is that our spiritual life here on this earth, during this lifetime, will be more and more full before Him.
叫主耶稣基督的性格更多成形在我们身上。
That the characters of Christ can be more established in us.
叫我们能够彰显主的见证。
That we can truly manifest His testimony.
这是何等的奖赏
！I see what a reward that would be.
你愿意得着吗
？Are you willing to gain this?
不仅如此，到将来主再回来的时候
，Not only this, until the day that He comes again.
就当地上的国成为我主和主基督的国
，When the kingdom of the earth becomes the kingdom of our Lord Jesus.
主也要我们能够与他一同做王掌权。
He wants us to be king, ruling with Him.
这是父所要赐给我们的奖赏。
And that is a reward.The Father will give to us.
当我早晨，我们一弟兄一同在擘饼敬拜我们的主是万王之王，是万主之主。
Before the table, as we worship the Lord and crown Him the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords.
我突然间心里头有一个感觉。
I suddenly have a sense in my heart.
我相信到那一天，在国度里头与主一同作王掌权的圣徒们。
I believe that on that day, all the saints that will reign with Christ.
我相信没有一个人会感觉到说我是如何的配。
No one will have the sense to say, I am worthy.
We
will truly all see how unworthy we are.
然而父神今天还愿意在我们身上来制作。
Yet the Lord is still willing to make us and work in us.
还给我们有这样的恩典的机会。
He still gives us time and opportunity in His grace.
让我们能够让他在我们身上做成他所喜悦的工作。
So that He can accomplish the work that He desires in us.
在这一段弟兄姐妹，主还是让我们看见，我们要如何能够建立天国的性格，必须要过一个隐藏的生活。
So we see in this first part that if we want this character of heaven, we must have a hidden life.
我们必须要天天的、时常的在灵里头来与父神交通。
Daily, often we need to come into the Spirit and commune with the Father.
就像大卫他所说的，有一件事。
Just as David said, one thing I seek.
他不仅他现在他当时他所寻求，他一生要寻求的就是住在耶和华的殿中，瞻仰他的荣耀。
Not only he seeks at that moment, but all his life, there's one thing that he seeks, that is to dwell in the house of the Lord and to gaze upon His beauty.
那第二方面与这个隐藏生活其实相关，就是讲到我们的信心生活。
So then the second part is actually related to the first part, which is a life in, by faith.
当我们说到这信心生活的时候呢，我们一开始就会想到，那就讲到是那个全时间的传道人。
And when we first mention this life by faith, sometimes we think about those who devoted their whole life in preaching.
就是那些去宣教的，那些全时间服侍神的人呢，
those,
他们才需要过信心的生活。
Those missionaries, so those who serve God with all their life.
但其实我们每一位蒙恩的基督徒都应该过信心的生活。
As a matter of fact, every one of us who are saved by His grace needs to live the life by faith.
因为我们乃是在地上要过一个属天的生活。
Because on earth we need to live a heavenly life.
因为我们在地上，我们都是寄居，是做客旅的。
Because we are nothing but sojourners on the earth.
我们如果看见亚伯拉罕所看见的
，If we saw what Abraham sees，
亚伯拉罕看见那座有根有基的城
，He saw a city with foundation。
我们看见他就承认自己在世上是做客，是寄居的，是做客旅的。
He admit that he was a sojourner on the earth。
如果我们在地上的生活，我们的态度是做寄居的，是做客旅的。
If this is our attitude, that we're nothing but sojourners,
你就发现我们就不会想要积攒东西在地上。
Then we wouldn't have the heart to accumulate many things on the earth.
这个财宝不仅是指着钱财而说的。
This treasure that the Lord speaks of is not only just wealth.
这财宝也指着在地上我们一切所倚靠的。
But it's everything that we rely on the earth.
我们所追求的。
Everything that we pursue after.
主说不要积财宝在地上。
The Lord says, do not accumulate.A treasure on the earth.
因为我们知道在地上有虫子咬会朽坏，也有贼来偷。
Because he says there will be worms to eat it, and there will be thieves that will steal it.
所以当我们的心承认我们在世上是寄居的，是做客旅的。
If our heart truly has an attitude that we are sojourners,
你看见我们的心还是单单要得着我们的主为我们的至宝。
Then our heart is simple that we want to gain treat knowing of the Lord as the utmost excellency.
保罗有这样的认识。
Paul has this seeing.
看万事为粪土。
So he treated all things as.
弟兄姐妹，我相信没有一个人会堆积粪土在家里。
No one will store up lot or dung at home.
当我们如果看见基督，他实在是那无价之宝。
He saw Christ as the utmost treasure.
他不仅是我们所宝贵、所满足。
Not only he's our satisfaction.
他也是我们所倚靠的。
But he's our whole reliance.
所以今天这个意思是不是那主就叫我们变卖一切
So does it mean that the Lord asks us to sell everything?
那我们就觉得实在是太难不可能
And we thought that would be impossible
主乃是要叫我们把这一切奉献给他
But the Lord asks us to give him everything
很多时候我们想到奉献把一切奉献给主
As sometimes we think about sacrificing unto him
我们就想到史达德弟兄
We think about C.T. Studd
他把一切 财产都奉献给主
We saw Brother C.T. Studd, he gave all his wealth to the Lord.
那他就真的什么都没有了。
And he was indeed left with nothing.
我们就觉得这太难了。
We thought that would be too difficult.
那弟兄姐妹讲到奉献给主，意思是什么呢
？But what does it mean to truly sacrifice unto the Lord?
还是说我们把这一切的主权转移给我们的主
？Meaning we give the sovereignty and the rulership of all these matters to the Lord.
让他拥有这一切的主权。
That he will have the sovereignty over it.
他是主。
He is Lord.
我们是管家。
We are just his butlers,
stewards. 这管家能够，他管家要来管理主人的一切。
As stewards, we need to have the stewardship over everything that belongs to the Lord.
当然，管家也能够使用主人所托付给他的。
And we can also utilize what the Lord has given us.
最重要的一件事情，关于奉献。
But most importantly,
乃是这一切的主权。
that the sovereignty over everything
主权应该是神的
belongs to God.
我们看见神起初创造天地的时候
we see when he created heaven and earth,
第六天造了人
on the sixth day he created man.
所以我们看见这宇宙万有这一切啊我们今天我们所能使用所能摸到看到的这一切东西是谁造的
So we saw everything that we can see and touch, everything in the universe is created by God.
它的主权是应该是谁
And we saw the sovereignty belongs to God.
应该是我们的神
They all, they reasonably they belong to God.
第六天神造了人之后
But when he created man on the sixth day,
神又让人来管理这一切
He had given all things to man for him to manage.
今天因为人犯了罪之后
But after man has sinned,
我们认为这一切都是我所拥有。
We felt everything belongs to us.
我们想这是我的，我们是这些一切的主人。
We felt we are the ruler over everything.
结果我们看见罪就成为我们的主人。
Then we saw sin became our master.
罪也叫这一切的财物、一切东西都成为我们的主人。
Sin caused all these wealth, all the material things became our master.
这里主耶稣一切的马门来告诉我们。
So here the Lord Jesus tells us about mammon.
马门乃是指的钱财。
Mammon talks about wealth.
他钱财应该是我们的仆人。
He said, "Wealth should be our servant."
我们看见我们的一切都是主的。
Everything we have belongs to the Lord.
我们是他的管家。
We are his steward.
那主把这一切呢托管给我们。
The Lord has given everything to us.
让我们来管理来使用。
So that we can use it.
那今天到了一个地步呢，那个钱财啊变成我们的主人。
But to a point that we hold wealth so much that it becomes our master.
就是我们被钱财所辖制了。
That we are in bondage under wealth.
本来应该钱财是在管家的底下。
Before wealth should be under the steward.
现在反过来，这仆人啊，反而辖管了这个管家。
Now that the wealth had gone above the steward and became its master.
所以我们必须要在神的面前有一个奉献。
So we need to sacrifice it before the Lord.
说万有都是主的。
We need to say it, everything belongs to the Lord.
我们站对了我们所当站的地位。
We need to stand on the right position.
我们做神忠心良善的管家。
We need to be a faithful steward.
来管理神所托付给我们的。
To manage everything God has given us.
我们看见我们的生活就满了一个正常的一个次序
Then our life will have the right order
我们的家庭我们的工作我们的一切
All of our life, our work and everything
乃是我们的神是主人
That God is the ruler
我们是他的管家
We are his steward
这一切都是神所托管给我们来管理来使用
Everything belongs to the Lord and he gives them to us for man to manage
所以主的话说不能侍奉两个主
That's why the Lord says you cannot serve two masters.
不能侍奉主，侍奉神又要侍奉马门。
You cannot serve both God and Mammon.
但是很多时候我们心思里面有一个问题。
But so often we have a question in our heart.
我们觉得 why not?
We say why not?
我们觉得我们可以啊。
Why we could?
我们一方面侍奉神，一方面我们也可以来追求世界上的这一切。
Couldn't we on one hand serve God and on the other hand pursue everything of the world?
弟兄姐妹，我们实在是不认识我们自己。
Truly, we do not know ourselves.
但我们要侍奉两个主。
If we want to serve two masters,
我们就不能侍奉我们的神。
Then we cannot serve God.
就像在伊甸园里头，主说那棵分别善恶树的果子不可以吃。
Just as in the Garden of Eden, God says you cannot eat of the tree of knowledge of good and evil.
但仇敌给我们的试探以后就说吃了也没有关系。
But the enemy tempted man, saying, "It's okay that you eat."
所以我们实在是要认识到主在这里所给我们的一个命令。
That we need to know the commandment from the Lord.
我们如果不能侍奉马门，同时侍奉神。
If we cannot serve both Mammon and God.
我姐妹，那你拣选你要侍奉哪一位
？Then which one would you choose to serve?
这是冬令会，感谢主给七人六姐妹们这样一个题目，就是一个拣选。
We thank the Lord that is the topic that God has given us for this youth retreat.
就是你要拣选生命，要拣选死亡。
That we need to choose.Choose between life and death.
你要拣选侍奉神，还你要拣选侍奉这个世界的我。
You need to choose between serving God and serving the King of this world.
感谢主，有许多弟兄姐妹，他们在神面前有这样一个回应。
We thank the Lord. Many brothers and sisters responded before God.
他们愿意像约书亚一样。
They're willing to be like Joshua.
至于我和我家，我们必定侍奉耶和华。
To say, as for me and my household, we will serve the Lord.
弟兄姐妹，如果我们还是仍然要侍奉两个主的话
If we still want to serve two gods
你就发现啊我们的生活当中就充满了忧虑
And then you will see there will be Your life will be filled with sorrows
主耶稣接着告诉我们说不要为饮食为衣服穿着忧虑
The Lord tells us Do not worry about what to eat and what to drink
你知道为什么一个人会选择要侍奉马门吗
You see why people want to serve mammon
就是从这个 食衣住行的忧虑开始。
Because he starts with the worry about food and drink and clothing.
到后来呢，你看见我们为着我们的寿数啊，我们也忧虑。
And then later on, we start worrying about our days.
那主的话说，你们谁能够借着忧虑呢，使你们的寿数增加一刻呢
？He said, "Who can add 1 hour to your age?"
就发现，当我们如果要拣选侍奉马门的时候
，If we want to choose to serve Mammon,
我们的忧虑、我们的愁苦就必加增。
And our worries and our sorrows will increase.
弟兄姊妹，基督徒如果还忧虑的话，这是何等可怜的一个情形。
For Christians that still worry about all these things, it is so pitiful.
世上的人，他们没有天父来看顾、供应他们。
Because the people of the world, they do not have a father in heaven that watches over them.
而我们是神的儿女。
But we are children of God.
神何等爱了我们。
God loves us so much.
他把他最宝贝的儿子都赐给我们。
Even gave us his most precious son.
他还有什么好处会留下不给我们
？What will he withhold from you?
看天上的飞鸟。
You see the birds in heaven.
你想想野地的百合花。
You think of the flowers of the field.
天父都这样子看顾，这样的供应保守。
The Lord has watched over them and kept them.
我们岂不比飞鸟、比百合花更加的宝贵
？Are we not more precious to Him than the birds of the air?
我们为什么信不过天父是何等爱我们
？Why do we not trust His love for us?
我们为什么要为着这吃什么、喝什么、穿什么而忧虑
？Why do we still worry for what to eat, what to drink, and to what to wear?
这是外邦人他们所求、所忧虑的事情。
These are the worries of the Gentiles.
如果他们不忧虑，他们就出问题了，生活就出问题了。
If they don't worry for these things, then no one else will care for it.
但主说你们是神所爱的。
But the Lord tells us you are beloved of the Lord.
不要为生活的需要而忧虑。
Do not worry for the needs of your life.
天父必定看顾，必定供应。
The Lord will watch over it, and He will supply you.
这里面我们愿意在这新的一年当中，我们这样来经历我们的神。
We truly are you willing to experience God in this way?
因着相信他看顾飞鸟。他也必看顾我们。
Because we have a faith, trusting that because He looks over the birds of the air, He will also look over us.
叫我们不要为我们的生活的所需要的而忧虑。
So that we no longer worry for our life.
如果基督徒还为这些忧虑，那实在是太可怜。
If we as Christians still worry for these things, then it is so pitiful.
主告诉我们，你们需用的这一切，天父都是知道的。
And because God knows everything that you need.
神会供应我们一切生活所需要。
And He will abundantly supply everything we need.
那这里有一个但书。
But here is a word but.
天父爱我们。
God loves us.
他供应我们的需要。
He supplies our need.
但是他不一定呢满足我们一切所想要的。
But He doesn't give us everything that we want.
很多时候我们会有很多忧愁和压力。
Very often we have worries and burdens.
因为我们还有很多除了生活需要之外呢，我们还有很多想要的。
Because besides the necessities of life, we have many things that we want. For example, I want my kid to go to Harvard.
我要我的孩子将来要做医生。
I want my kid to become a doctor.
这些不一定是生活需要的。
These might not be necessity in life.
这些很有可能是我们私欲。
But these will be our own desire.
就是我们自己所想要的。
It's something that we want.
弟兄姊妹，盼望我们在主的面前，我们有这样一个简单的信心。
We have a simple faith before the Lord.
我们生活所需用的天父，他必看顾，必供应。
All the necessities in life, He will supply.
叫我们凡事只要借着祷告、感谢和祈求。
So through prayers, intercession, and thanksgiving,
我们来告诉我们的天父。
And we can bring our request to the Father.
这神所赐出人意外的平安，来保守我们的心怀。
The peace.That is surpass all understanding will keep our heart and mind.
圣灵会在我们里头来光照，来开启我们。
That Christ Jesus will open our eyes.
你生活中当中所需用的一切，天父都供应。
Everything that you need in life will be supplied by the Father.
这些是你自己私人所想要的，天父不一定来供应，不一定来满足。
All these selfish desires that you have might not be met by the Father.
然而他却要照他最美好的意思来带领我们。
But He will lead us by His most perfect will.
在这里，主耶稣最末了告诉我们说，我们只要先求他的国和他的义。
That's why the Lord tells us at the end, seek first His kingdom and His righteousness.
第一，我们不需要再为吃什么、穿什么、喝什么来祷告、来祈求。
First of all, we don't need to worry about what to eat and drink and what to wear.
我们乃是要先求神的国和神的义。
We can now seek first His kingdom and His righteousness.
寻求来追求，让神在我们身上能够来掌权。
And we can seek after His sovereignty in our life.
让他能够在我们家中，他来掌权。
That He will be the Lord in our life.
在我们聚会当中，他来掌权。
He will be the Lord in our gatherings.
这是我们何等盼望到那个日子，荣耀的日子，他能够在全地来做王掌权。
how we desire after that glorious day when he will rule over all the earth.
另一方面，我们也来寻求、来追求神的义。
On the other hand, we seek after His righteousness.
就神的性情能够在我们身上来制作成为我们的性格。
Meaning that His nature will be made in us to become our characters.
叫我们能够在地上，我就借着生活来把主自己彰显出来。
So that through our life on earth, the Lord will be manifested.
兄姐妹，盼望我们今年我们能够这样子来经历主的话语。
Brothers and sisters, may we experience His words in these ways.
主说：“你们先求他的国和他的义。”
He tells us, seek first his kingdom and his righteousness.
这些东西都要加给你。
And all the other things will be added to you.
不仅我们能够得着神的国。
Not only we will gain his kingdom.
不仅我们能够得着神的义。
Not only we will gain his righteousness.
我们还要经历到天父，他将我们所需的一切，他都来赐给我们。
But we will also experience that he will supply to us everything that we need.
盼望主借着这一段的话语。
May the Lord use these words
今年再来提醒我们
to remind us again this year
我们能够过一个隐藏的生活 活在他的面前
that we can live a hidden life before him
借着圣灵在里头开启向我们开启主耶稣的荣美
through the revealing of the Holy Spirit that we will see his beauty
让我们能够看见那无价之宝的美丽
that we will see this unsurpassing beauty of the Lord
甘心愿意舍己背起十字架
so that we'll be willing to deny ourselves take up the cross
除去我们老旧生命里头一切的心思一切的喜好
to deal away with all our base desires all of our inclinations of the old self
让我们也能够因着住在至高者的隐秘处
so that we can live in the shelter of the Most High
我们能够住在全能者的印下
that we can liveIn the shadow of the Almighty.
我们让主耶稣基督那复活生命的大能能够在我们里头来成就他自己所要成就的工作。
So the power of his resurrection life will accomplish what he desires to accomplish in us.
同时我们借着一颗简单的信心
At the same time, through a simple faith,
我们来相信主的话语
We believe in his words.
我们先求他的国和他的义
And we can seek first his kingdom and his righteousness.
我们来经历
We can experience
来试一试
We can test him. We can prove him.
神愿意让我们来试一试
He wants us to prove him.
他是不是在生活当中一切的需用他来供应
To prove if he's truly a supplier of all our needs.
让我们能够真实的认识他
That we can truly know him.
让我们能够真实的来经历他
And we can truly experience him.
这是我们在地上的见证
That will be our testimony.
愿主在我们身上得着荣耀
May the Lord gain glory through us.
那我们一起低头祷告。
Let us bow our heads in prayer.
主，我们实在把这一点不配的交通，主啊，交在你的手中。
Lord, truly, we commit these unworthy words into your hands.
我们实在是仰望你借着圣灵来再向我们说话。
We look up to you. May you speak to us again through your Holy Spirit.
借着圣灵带领我们进入这一切的真理。
Through your Spirit, may you lead us into all truth.
我们何等的感谢你，用那恩召召了我们。
And we thank you for calling us by this gracious calling.
愿你圣灵在里头开启我们。
May you open the eyes of our heart.
让我们能够看见你的恩召有何等荣耀的指望。
So that we can see what a glorious hope we have in your calling.
在圣徒中要得的基业是何等丰盛的荣耀。
Abundant glory that you will have in the inheritance of your saints.
叫我们看见你不仅将主的生命赐给了我们。
We see not only you have given us the life of our Lord.
你还要在我们身上来制作我们。
But you will also make us.
叫我们能够得着我们主的性格。
So that we can receive the characters of our Lord.
叫我们在地上这短短的年日里头。
So in these short years on earth.
我们还能够来彰显。
And we can manifest your life.
我们能够来见证。
We can testify for you.
我们能够叫你在世人中得着荣耀。
And you may gain glory through all the earth.
愿一切颂赞荣耀都归给你。
May all praises and glory be unto you.
祷告奉主耶稣基督的。
In the name of our Lord Jesus, we pray.